We've been telling you this morning about the wildfires burning in central Washington, the biggest one being north of Chelan in the Medaw Valley, the so-called Carlton Complex fire, covering more than 370 square miles. More than 150 homes and other buildings are destroyed. Several towns in the valley have no power, have limited landline and cell phone service. One of those towns is Brewster, and that is where Brenda Riggin lives. She told me this morning how she first became aware of the danger late last week.
Well, my husband manages an apple packing warehouse in the town of Pateras where they were experiencing the fire. I called him and asked him if everything was all right. It was okay. And then this huge funnel cloud came down over the hill at Pateras. Since it takes us over 20 minutes to get to the city of Pateras, we didn't think we had anything to worry about at our house. Unfortunately, after the funnel cloud came down into Pateras, it turned around and went back up the hill to our house. This all happened within a matter of minutes. My husband got home. We threw a few things in our vehicles, and we could hear the fire roaring towards us like a freight train. It came over the hill, and we barely were able to escape. The unfortunate thing is so many of our friends lost their homes. There was no notification of any kind. We didn't get any evacuation order. We didn't get a warning. Everyone was just left to fend for themselves. And I'm just very grateful that everyone was able to get out safely. There were a lot of people who were injured trying to leave. We just really would have appreciated some kind of notice in enough time so that we could be safe or maybe try to save homes.
What shape is your property in today, and what is your neighborhood like as you look around you and look and hear and smell?
The smell is awful. I have terrible breathing problems. I'm having a really hard time. I know others are as well. The smoke is thick and hazy. There was ash falling for days. When we left, we turned around, and we had two funnel clouds. One went behind our house and one went in the front, twirling and swirling and devouring everything that was there. There's really no other reason that our house is standing, but the Lord blessed it, and we're very grateful. We do have a bit of damage. When we came back the next morning, we were amazed to see the miracle of our house standing there. There isn't anything left. We lost our outbuilding, all of our fence, all of our vegetation, every tree around our house, the trees that are up against our house, the landscaping, the shrubbery is all burnt. It's all gone, destroyed. We have so much work to do. We don't have any power. We don't have any telephone lines. We have nothing. And if you turn and look around, it looks like you've been dropped on another planet. There's nothing left. It's white ash, black soot, and the fire just raged in such a way that it just unlike anything you can imagine. It's just very devastating.
How are you feeling about that lack of warning that you talked about?
I'm just in awe that no one was hurt, because it's very frustrating. I don't want to wait until someone does end up dying, or many people do, before something changes. I don't like the excuses that I've heard about it being, you know, just part of the system. It takes money and it takes all this effort. But, you know, we're talking about people's lives here. It shouldn't matter. It should be something that should be in place before something tragic happens. I know we don't have the population here in our rural communities, but every life is so precious, and everyone deserves to be warned.
Brenda Riggin, Brewster, Washington. Brenda, best of luck to you. We're glad you're okay, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much. I just hope everyone keeps us in their thoughts and prayers. There are a lot of people that would really appreciate their prayers.
Brewster's one of those towns involved in the Carlton Complex fire that covers more than 370 square miles. And, of course, there are fires burning on both sides of Chelan. And we have the fire in the Chewaucum fire near Leavenworth. More than 50 fires. We've heard some 50 fires burning in a state that is under a state of emergency.